Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our telephone lines. Let's go to Big John. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon, Grant. Good afternoon, Who Dat Nation. Listen, if you don't mind, I'd like to say one thing about LSU, and then I'm going to move over to the Saints.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think it's very correct and appropriate that you take the LSU running backs and the offensive line to task. But, guys, you know, it's appearing to this amateur observer that something's just not quite right with Garrett Nussmeier. I know you said that he was injured, but I think he's more hurt than even Brian Kelly's letting on.
That I know for a fact. Because Brian's not going to tell you anything. Coach Kelly's going to keep that to himself. But just in watching it and watching the game, Herb Tyler, after the second throw, tells me, Mike, he got nothing on it. What you think? I said, man, that's the first thing that popped in my mind. He's got nothing behind those throws, so it's coming up short. It's kind of nosediving. It's throwing it inaccurate. He's a lot more hurt than what Coach Kelly said, and just his comments after the game, Big John, about I'm not going to get into if I'm hurt or not. When right. Garrett said that, he didn't have to say no more. No more.
Okay, thanks. Now, listen, I guess one of the themes that I've been adopting throughout this whole year for the Saints is that since we're a rebuilding team, you know, you might need to look at time to time to trading players and amassing more draft picks. And I brought up Spencer Rattler last time, and you know, that it was a decent point. But my focus this week is Chris Olave because, you know, he right now, I think he has to be the most aggravating and infuriating football player on the field, you know, given his late touchdown catch as opposed to the lackadaisical attitude he's displaying early in the game. At what point, and I'm not specifically referring to Olave, but at what point does Mickey and Kellen Moore and others start saying, okay, it's time for us to continue the rebuild without player A or player B or so forth and so on?
Big John, this is my thought. I ain't the Red Cross, and I ain't giving him away. What are they getting? What would you get back in return? Man, I've heard people say, oh, you'll get a second and a fourth. No, you're not. That's not going to occur. No, it's not going to happen.
But with his history, with head issues,
that does not help his value at all.
Well, the thing is, though, Mike and Big John, he wants to get paid like a number one. So let's just say $20
million. More than that.
More than that.
I'm just telling you.
I wouldn't even give him half of that.
I'm telling you.
That's what I'm saying. And the way he's played, how he's going to show that he's a number one receiver to get compensated? If you look at it, I mean, he's just not averaging like, for instance, Chris Olave, 6 targets, 3 catches, 20 yards, 6.7-yard average. When you look at it coming into the game, Mike, he was averaging like 7 yards a catch?
Yep.
I mean, come on.
So I think, Big John, to answer your question, it's about value. And everybody's value level is going to be a little bit different with Olave. What if you have a number one guy, a true number one receiver, and you want to add to the lineup? Then Olave becomes, I think, more coveted to you. But if you are looking at him as a number one guy, that's not the case. And no, I'm telling you, he's going to want to be paid in that region of $24 to $27 million a year.
Well, I mean, good luck with that. I mean, you don't think the other teams watch the film? You think that they're going to, we want him to be our number one? No, he's a drive killer. And, Bobby, what are you talking about, a drive killer? Remember that play we had third and seven? And I think it was third and seven, third and eight, somewhere around there. And it was right before, I want to say, halftime. And he just drops the out route. You remember the play I'm talking about, Big John?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
And then all of a sudden, we have no momentum going. This is exactly where it was. Okay. It's after a turnover. After a turnover, we got the momentum. We go three and out, and we in plus territory. We in Buffalo territory, and it's third and eight. Rattler to Chris Olave, drop pass. First down. It's a drive killer. And you have the momentum, and you have to look at the time with the score, it was 14-7. So I don't know, we make it 14-10? Are we going to make it tie the game? No, and then remember, Kroger had punted it to the three-yard line. You know, he got a good punt, but we needed to score then, not go three and out, and we end positive territory to take advantage of the turnover. Because that was an unbelievable interception by Sanker. You could see his ball skills. If you look at that, he made back-to-back plays. Now, that is a good draft pick.
That dude could play.
That is back-to-back plays. And he had the interception. He had a pass defended. And then he intercepted Allen in a third and 10 situation. And that was the Bills' first turnover of the season and the Saints' first interception. So look how significant. We had all that momentum. And Chris Olave drops the third and eight for a first down. So now we got a punt.
It's all about price. And I see where you're going with this, Big John. But I'm not giving him away because, you know, he might show up somewhere and go to another place. All of a sudden, things click.
Oh, that's happened before to
players. It's happened here.
They leave New Orleans and go somewhere else.
So, man, it would have to be the right price for me to deal him off. And people, you go get a second and a third because, look, you gave up a fourth and a seventh for Vele. Okay, that's totally different. He's on the last year of that contract. First-round pick contract.
I'm going to ask Coach more now. Why don't we play Vele more? Well, why don't we play him more? Then we just get him from Denver. He's a big target, big receiver. He caught a touchdown pass on a slant route. Remember in the red zone? What was that, the 49ers
Bob
game?
It's perplexing to me. I mean, dealt for a guy you really wanted, and he's hardly played.
And he's a big receiver. I mean,
which you don't have on the lineup.
Yeah, so, I don't know. You know, you try and mix things up. You know, Cam Jordan's always changing his hair, doing all that. You know how Samson had long hair to make him strong? I think what Olave needs to do is just change it up. Get a haircut. It might help. I mean, I don't know, just change it up. Might bring you some good luck.
Well, I've heard some good ones, but that's
a
real good one, Bob.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.